Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, you are now tuned in to the real Sean Ross Talk Show and Jam Session with Sean MacDaddy Ross. And yours truly, DJ Sir J Boogie. Let's go!
Sean Ross. Sean Ross. Sean Ross from No Limit. And you tuned in. Sean Ross. And you tuned in. Mean team in the building.
Central State and Omega Psi Phi stand up.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, KEWRDB.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of E-Water Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of E-Water Radio, KEWRDB, or its affiliates.
DJ Sir J Boogie, what's going on? What's going on, brother?
What's up, MC Mac Daddy Sean Ross? What's the deal?
Hey, I feel good tonight. I feel good. Matter of fact, man, we did the station ID, the station disclaimer. Let's start off with us coming in like how we and keep the flow going. We got to keep Imano. Busy, hype. I like that. Let's do it because you did a hell of a job with this intro. I was vibing. Let's do it one more time, y'all. Hey!
Yeah, you are now tuned in to the real Sean Ross Talk Show and Jam Session with Sean MacDaddy Ross. And yours truly, DJ Sir J Boogie. Let's go!
Sean Ross from No Limit. And you tuned in. Sean Ross. And you tuned in. Mean team in the building. Mean team. Sean Ross. Mean team in the building.
Central State and Omega Psi Phi stand up.
All the cues out there.
There it is.
Welcome to the real Sean Ross Radio Live Talk Show and Jam Session with DJ Sir J Boogie. What's going on, DJ? How you feel?
What up? Man, I'm grateful, man. You know, that's one thing I always try to remind myself daily now is to be grateful, man. Just grateful.
Hey, ain't nothing like being grateful. And I like to use the word grateful and always showing gratitude. You know, it's just phenomenal when you do that. Yeah, most definitely. So tell me, how was your week, man? Tell me what went on, you know, during your week. How was your week?
Man, well, you know, I DJ here at a spot in Houston called Cafe 4212 over on Alameda. And, man, as usual, man, just had a good time spinning, meeting new folks, basically turning it out, introducing people to a nonstop boogie, man, because, you know, I do my thing, man. I take it seriously. So, you know, I'm just happy to be able to just do what I love. That's how I get out. That's how I meet my ends.
So tell me this. What made you start DJing? I know that I wanted to do this show where people got to know me and you just a chat a little bit better. And then if people come in and tap in, I told Dre, talk to my man Dre. I told him, hey, tap in, bro. Tap in when you get a chance.
Okay.
He made a beautiful song called Tap In. It's going to go global. And, you know, we behind it. We stand behind. Dre, we standing behind you, Dre. We want everybody out in radio land to the 200,000 people listening at this time. Y'all check out my man Dre with that song called Tap In.
Yeah, that song is dope right there. Matter of fact, that's Nick Hustle's cousin, Dre out of L.A.
So we're going to do some nice
initiatives. What made me start DJing? Man, I always wanted to DJ, bro, since I was little. I used to sit in the house and pretend. I played my mom's records pretending I was on the air. Every time I was in my room playing records, I would introduce them. I listened to radio. I studied radio. It's something I always wanted to do. And then as far as the actual DJing with the turntables, that was a big thing in the city I grew up in until I was 14, which is Cleveland, Ohio. Shout out to DJ Johnny O. Shout out to so many others there that put it down, you know, that inspired me to want to actually, you know, become a street jock or a radio mixer. And, man, I've been DJing, though, man, like that probably since I was about 11. I started mixing and trying to scratch and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, it's just always been a dream of mine, man, and it come to fruition, you know.
Okay, when you talk about my man Johnny, yo, I'm talking about the Nerve DJs. I believe you're a member of the Nerve DJs. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm a member. I'm also the Texas and Gulf Coast rep down here, you know, in the southern regions right here by the Gulf. But basically, the Nerve DJs is a DJ record pool coalition, man, based out of Cleveland, Ohio. We got Quincy Taylor, VP. He's also A&R over at Def Jam. He's working right now with Megan Thee Stallion, a lot of other up-and-comers, man. He was responsible for breaking Machine Gun Kelly, a lot of the younger artists that's out today, man. Nerve DJs, man, forced to be reckoned with, and our motto is we break your tracks, not your stacks, you know what I'm saying, because it's all about getting the music to the people, man. So shout out to Johnny.
Yeah, you are now tuned in to the real Sean.
That was you. That was you, JJ Boo. Yeah, I was trying to hear your voice again and see how far you came, bro, in this DJ world. Go ahead, continue.
No, I mean, you know, just the same old thing, man. I got into actually DJing for money in college. I was over at University of Dayton, and I filled in for somebody who got tired of DJing one night, and everybody kept coming up to me like, "Hey, man, can you do our party?" I'm like, "This is not my equipment." They was like, it was to the point, they was like, we'll get you some equipment, but can you spin for us? Because we like what you're doing. And there was also another party. Got to give a shout out to DJ Dami Styles, that's now in Columbus on the air. He was DJing Wilberforce. It was Don Dance and DJ Klee, my homie, DJ Klee from L.A. He was like, "Hey, Boog, let's go do this party. Dami don't feel like spinning." And, man, it was like Greeks from out of state, man, trying to get us to come to Michigan and blah, blah, blah. So I was like, man, let me go on and do this for some bread. You know what I'm saying? I was lightweight getting my hustle on, like, you know, making jewelry and different things like that, man. And I was like, well, I really love music. So, shit, if I can grind and get my hustle on with the music thing, I'd rather do that. And that's pretty much my introduction to being a mobile DJ and actually, you know, starting to make noise. So,
All right. Well, hey, I want to do this little commercial break, and then I got my first caller on the tap-in. It's tap-in edition. We're going to bring that caller on right now, right after this commercial break. Hey.
Joyful Expressions Paint and Taste Studio is a fun place to celebrate any occasion. We provide every guest with an apron, easel, canvas, brush, paint, and an instructor to guide you step-by-step through the creation of your masterpiece. Come on time so that you can pick a good seat and order your drink. Joyful Expressions now has Taco Tuesday, a margarita wine and two tacos with chips and salsa. Thirsty Thursday with wine and snacks, Friday fun night, and Saturday brunch with two wings, a Belgian waffle, and bottomless mimosas. Reserve your seat today at joyfulexpressions.gallery. Prices start at only $24. Joyful Expressions is located at 14800 Southwestern Avenue, number 104 in the city of Gardena, 310-692-6999. That's 310-692-6999. It's your time to shine and get your paint and party on. It's lit! Joyfulexpressions.gallery. Also, check out the Facebook page.
Hey, welcome to the Real Sean Ross live radio talk show and jam session with DJ Sir J Boogie. This is what we call tapping in. We want you to call in and tap in so we know what part of the city you're from and tell us what's going on in your life. I got three callers in there tapping in right now. I'm going to go ahead and get them in. Get them in right now. I got my frat brother in the building, Daryl Smith, a.k.a. Snake Q, 89Q. What's up, Oshin? Oops, in the building. Welcome to the show. I also have D, a.k.a. our baby in the building. DJ Boogie, you know who she is. Who is she? Who is a.k.a. Baby Sisters in the building, all the way from West Palm Beach, from Alabama State University, the Dr. Angela Marie Shuttlesworth is in the building, a.k.a. who is it? A.k.a. who, J Boogie?
Baby Glow.
Little Glow is in the building. What's up?
Hey,
welcome
hey,
to
real
the show. How's
that
doing?
Ralston, J Boogie.
Hey, what's up?
Snake, what's going on, dog? Talk to us. Tell us one thing that sparked your week today. Give us some insight. Give us some motivation. Come on, talk to me.
Today was amazing. Sometimes you got to stop and, as they say, take a pause for the calls. Went and met up with a girlfriend, and we had a good time. Went and had dinner, cocktails, and some good old hookah bar, enjoying us some good culture and being around some, as we say, we're going out looking for some A-Rab money. And all jokes, but also you got to have people around you where you can talk about your goals and talk about the real deal in life, as this show does. So it was a good time. It's been a good day.
All right, talk to me. Okay, Daryl Smith, you still on the line? I guess we missed him. I guess we got another caller.
I'm still on the line, Mr. Ross. I'm still on the line, sir.
Okay, sir. Can you give us, how's your week going, sir? Give us some motivation, man. You know, hey, we like to get motivation, uplift on the real Sean Ross live radio talk show. And give us some.
Well, look, man, this is the way I feel about it. If I woke up and can look up, I still got some options. So whichever way it comes at me, I don't have a fear or a worry, brother. I think that every day is a new opportunity to see God's favor. And so I just bask in his favor. So today's favor was I had a real motivating call, looking forward to rolling out some educational things as it relates to empire and hemp. And, man, I'm just living the life, brother, and just glad to be connected to you, Mr. Ross and Mr. Sir J. Boogie, I'm waiting on you, Jay. I'm waiting on you, bro.
Okay, Snake.
I don't know how to step no more, but I can walk real fast.
All right. That's what's happening. Little glow. Tell me about this weekend that DJ Sir J Boogie missed and Snake missed. Tell me about the weekend.
And yes, he was missed, and everybody just assumed he was going to be the DJ for the party. And I just thought he was going to be here. I ain't going to say nothing. Sean would say that part. But if he was not here, they missed out on a true celebration of life. I mean, we had people from California, Texas. First of all, when somebody drives from Texas to Tennessee to get in the car to come 14 hours, all to do it again, to go back, that's when you know you're loved. We got to see, you know, we say love is a verb. But people actually showed up and showed out. We had a great time, great fellowship. It was all hands on deck. Anytime you're dealing with 100-plus people over 4 days, it's a lot of things at play. But you got to see people step up and really dive in to say, we love you. You know, oftentimes people wait till funerals to get to the mic to talk about, oh, this person meant this to that to me, or oh, I'm grateful for them because of this. But people got to actually do it in person for the lifetime and say, let's do a two-step instead of me putting flowers on your grave. So it was just a beautiful, beautiful display of celebrating 70 years of life. And we are, of course, looking forward to 70 more to celebrate with our mom.
Hey, man, it was all the same. Alicia Bass was in the building. Stephen Snake, you and AC, we could have kept going, but we needed that ace in the plate. And Ace of the Place was not in the building, man. How do you explain that?
Yeah, we need an
explanation.
Talking to Jay Boogie.
I was talking to Jay Boogie. I know Jay Boogie.
Okay.
But how do you
I'm still here, Sean.
Are you still here? Well, I just asked you a question.
That's
why
right.
weren't you in the building? Mom, well, she got your fax. She got your email. She said, where's Nate? She asked
you,
where's Nate at? Where are you at?
For some reason, I wanted to be in the building, but I got this boss of mine named Sean Ross, and all he keeps talking to me about is Empire Entertainment Cartel. So, brother, I couldn't.
Oh, okay.
Even if I had a cane,
okay.
even if I had a cane, they would thought I was talking Swahili, because every time they said something to me, I'd be saying Empire. So I was posting out. I was posting up doing what my boss told me to do and help build the company he about to build up and build out. So my whole thing was on Empire Entertainment Cartel for the weekend. I thought I was on Facebook Live watching you go. And when,
oh,
and when Mama Bill got up and danced, I danced right with her.
Yeah.
I was dancing out there.
Yeah. Uncle Robert, they got it.
I was working, bro. I was working.
Yeah, you know, on a good note, me and Jay Boogie, we're going to talk about this after this song that I'm going to play. But I got another person that just jumped in on the line. Can you say your name and where you're from? Don't be scared. Don't be shy. But you are live, 513-325-1805. Who was this number that's live on the radio? Do I got somebody there? Are they just here? Oh, they just want to listen to the show. Okay. Well, we're going to make that possible. I guess a little shot. Let me play this song that I really want to play. And I want to get y'all, you know, y'all know I do it every week. I got to hear it one time. What am I about to play if y'all know me? Lil Glow.
Talking about your old school jam?
Yeah, the old school jam. What's the name of it?
Oh, God, I should know it. I'm a horrible little sister
right
now.
Little girl, I'm telling my mama. Here we go, y'all.
Oh, wait, not back down memory lane. Is
it
back down the memory lane?
Hey, Jay Boogie, I was about to haze her. I was about to let you haze her. All right, she's hazing. Here we go, y'all. Tell me what y'all talk about. Come on, y'all.
Kind of made me laugh. It took me way back down memory lane. I see the happiness, I see the pain. Where am I? Back down memory lane. I see you standing there, such a happy, happy pair. Love beyond compare. Look at there, look at there. Slipping back, oh, back down memory lane. I feel the happiness, I feel the pain. Here am I, back down memory lane. I'm in the sunshine, I'm in the rain. Thought it was over, here I go again.
Welcome back. I had my phone on mute. What am I thinking about? Welcome to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. I was so excited, y'all. I was Jay Bookie. I'm so excited. Daryl Smith, I'm so excited. Little Glow, I am so excited. I have Mama Glow in the building. She's in the building. How you doing, Mama?
Oh, I don't know. I was on the air.
Hey, how you doing,
you're on the air. You're live. Live and direct on the air on the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. And I have Little Glow on the phone as well. And I also have your other son, Mr. Maceo Finn of Got That Bag Entertainment on. So Mama Glow, can you just tell everybody how your weekend was? How did you enjoy your weekend?
Well, it was more than a weekend. It started out last Tuesday with folks from California coming in and helping getting ready. And Wednesday, my sisters came in getting stuff ready. Thursday, we party. We started out on a spa day with lunch, ended up shopping. Then Friday, we were at a jazz club. Saturday, we stayed out on the beach and then we partied Saturday night and played cards and stayed up to 5 o'clock. And Sunday, we had a pool party, great DJ, great cooking. So I had people who have known me for all of my sassy 70 years, my older sister, my relatives from Five Mile Lane, Nutbush, Tennessee. I had people from Texas, California, Kentucky, Cincinnati, D.C. So, hey, I was a truly blessed birthday, all made possible by my children. So what else can I say? Best birthday party in 70 years.
And do I got everybody that's on the phone has contributed. Just a shout-out so I can say it naturally. Mr. May still being, are you on the phone? Got That Bag Entertainment.
Yes, sir. I am on the phone, sir. I'm checking in.
Are you checking in? Tap in, baby. Tap in. Mom, that's your other son, Mace. He helped make it possible. DJ Sergey Boogie, he talked to the other DJ with the play. Little Glow got on Snake, Daryl. So everybody on the line has something to say. They played their part, Mom.
But I am eternally grateful for you, all of your participation and the blessings that I will share with everybody. If you got these folks on your back, you have nothing to worry about. I am truly
Amen.
Grateful.
Amen. What you want to say, Mr. Mason? You got to tap in. What you got to say, man? What's going on down there?
I got to say God is good, man. What I got to say is no matter what life throws at you, God put it right there on you for a reason. You can handle anything that come your way because guess what? He already know what you can handle and what you can't handle. Already. God
come
is
on,
good.
Man. Come on, man. I hear you got a big weekend coming up. Big weekend coming
yes,
up.
Sir,
oh, what's
yes,
going
sir.
On down? Can you tell the people about the show? Anybody that's down there?
Hey, look, we got the second annual Cooler Fest in Steele, Alabama. We got YBN Lucci, Megan Thee Stallion might stop in. I ain't got no confirmation on that yet. We got 10K performing, Alabama's own.
Okay.
Young, up and rising group. And me, of course. I'm going to take the stage myself. Yes, sir.
Oh, you don't get up? Oh, I got to be there.
Yeah, I'm going to take the stage.
You're going to bless it. I'm in the G5 tomorrow. So the show is Saturday, right?
Yeah, the 28th in Steele, Alabama. And, I think we probably got like 15 tickets before we are totally sold out. Totally sold out.
Wow. Well, look, Glow, you're going to help us get there. We got to get there.
Come
DJ
on,
Sir Jay,
come on.
What's that, Mr. Mace?
I said, come on, I got y'all covered. DJ Sir Boogie, I was just in your neck of woods.
What's up, man? You ain't tapped in, man. What's up?
I went up there to Houston. I was in Shreveport. I had a meeting up there in Houston.
Okay.
But I'll be back up there Monday. I'll be back in Texas Monday.
All right, let's link up.
So you got to tap in. You got to tap in, Mr. Mason. We're going hard. We got to go hard. We're going hard in the paint. We got to, you know, today on the show is all about tapping in. I even asked Dre to call in and tap in. Mr. May service on tap in. Whatever state of your neck of the woods in, you got to tap in. I see you got the window down rolling.
Oh, yeah.
You driving down? Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Little Glow, can you believe Mr. May is in the building?
You got VIP all the way around, I see.
Yeah, but he is in. We you know what part of Alabama that is, right, Little Glow? You know how to get there? We need to get in the truck and go. We got to come to Alabama anyway. Might as well, huh?
It's in between Birmingham and Huntsville. We right in the middle.
Oh, okay. All right, all right. Little Glow, you. For 4 years.
I'll send you the address. I'll send your location.
All right. That's a modern technology, baby. Modern technology. Now, why I got all of y'all on the phone, let me do the station identity. Then I'm going to ask y'all a serious question. Then we're going to take it from there. Hold on one second. We got to pay the bill. Hold on one second.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments, and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR-DB, or its affiliates.
You're listening to eWater Radio, KEWR-DB.
Okay, welcome back to the real live Sean Ross Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. I have a host of people that tapped in from the different cities. DJ Sergey Boogie out of Houston, Gerald Smith out of California, Little Glow from West Palm Beach, Mama of West Palm Beach, and Mr. Mayshaw Penn representing Hollywood, Alabama in the building. And we had a question, me and DJ Sergey Boogie was talking about some of the activities that be going on with the youth and just within people I don't get it. So can somebody help me understand the notion of the youth today, this violence, gun violence? You know, I lost two people that were close to me related-wise this weekend, and what I thought was a joyous weekend ended up being bitter and sweet by hearing from one of my two sweethearts and my cousin, Sheree and Al Level, my cousin Donovan, may he rest in peace, and may Monica, help me out, Jay Boogie. Help me out, because I need some help to get through this. Monique Green's son as well. So one's through gun violence, but this thing of people for gang associates, the gang initiation, to roll up on somebody and shoot somebody. I don't understand it. Can anybody on the phone start with you, Jay Boogie, chime in, and then we'll go down the list. DJ Boogie.
Yeah,
can you hear me?
First of all, I want to say rest in peace to Mr. George Previous. He went home to be with the Lord on September 14th of this month.
Can you speak up a little bit? We can't hear you.
After somebody got their car, window open or something.
Okay, can you roll the window, Mr. May? Yeah.
Yeah, my window's up. I'm up.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, go ahead, Jay.
Yeah. So that definitely want to send a rest in peace to Mr. Jordan Grievous, who lost his life in Chicago on September 14th due to gun violence. One thing about it, bro, is it's a respect thing, I guess. Respect the life. Respect your own life first so that you can respect others. It's other things I could go into, but right now I just want to send condolences to Monique and to her family. Loved ones, friends that knew him, because he wasn't even in the streets like that, but he just was in the wrong place at the wrong time. And that's, you know, anybody want to pick it up from there, they can.
All right. Let's go to Daryl Smith. I know you lived in Chicago. And I know, you know, you have children still in Chicago. How do you feel about that? And what can you give us some insight on the thought process of the youth today?
You know, my heart goes out to the violence, bro. I mean, where we grew up, it wasn't that era, and I'm so glad it wasn't. You know, we had our issues, but it wasn't to that magnitude. I think that we need to grieve, but we can't grieve as though we had no hope. So we want to definitely send out our heartfelt condolences for things that are happening to our young people and the lives that are being taken. And we pray that we can continue to just give a positive insight and then lift up the ones that are doing well, you know, and try to highlight the good as well, so it won't keep us so heavy. You know, something got to change. You know, I'm hoping that, you know, whoever our next black leader is supposed to be, or groups of leaders, we really step up and tell the world that it doesn't have to be like this. You know, we all need one another. And without it, we would never excel. I thought I heard about the deaths, some people I'm dealing with, business-wise, lost some family members and stuff over the weekend. And it's just, you know, tomorrow isn't promised, so we just have to show love minute by minute until the good Lord takes us home. That's where I'm at.
Okay. All right. Dr. Angela Marie Shuttlesworth, a.k.a. Lil Glow. Want to chime in on that?
Sure. The irony is I was actually just talking to a college friend of mine in Chicago, and he's just said he was going back to grad school because he's a coach and a referee and had lost some, you know, youth to senseless violence. And it's interesting because when I first started out, you know, people were like, why don't you go to Chicago? And it was just like, just the thought was so exhausting because, like someone mentioned earlier, it is something that's preventable. And we forget just how much the beauty of life, and we just don't respect it. We just have gotten to the place where it's just like a dime a dozen. It's a mindset versus actually realizing, like, no, that's a soul. That's a dreamer. That's something that could be fulfilled. And with every death, we're missing out on getting to see the fruition of what that person could have been. And so it's interesting to think about the trauma that those kids are going through at this moment and what that's not only doing to them right now in their well-being and their physical health, their mental health, but what are the long-term effects of having to endure that trauma. And we don't talk about that enough. And what's the responsibility as far as how we're creating this environment for them to supposed to be able to thrive in that? Like how? How am I expected to perform in school? And I don't know if I'm going to make it to the next day. It's just a different mindset that I don't think we stop to really understand what those kids go through. So it's definitely a necessary conversation, but it has to be met with some more radical and some progressive solutions. And my heart is always out to those who are willing to do the work because it's not easy. So it makes my heart sad.
Wow, that's deep. Thank you very much. Mr. Mace O'Finn, would you care to chime in?
Yes, sir, I can chime in. And I'm just going to get straight to the point. By being a member, still an active member, in the gang association, this is my view. Gangs was not started on what y'all see today. That wasn't the reason behind gangs. And what I'm going to say is us as people, we have to do more because, see, the youth is only going to do what they know. And they focus now is strictly on the web and the net and what they see and what they think is cool. That's just like, I'm going to give you the quick example. That's just like 10K.
I could have easily let them get on the internet with the guns and all that stuff right there, and they would have been then, like, showing up blue. But you know what? I told them, no, we're not going to take that route. We're gonna go the other route. And when we go on talk shows, they glorify what they is. They straight A students in school. They speak upon their wow. They grade point averages and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, a lot of people don't want to do it because they feel like they don't look cool. That's just like social media. Negativity, if you post that, watch how many shares you'll get versus positivity. But don't let that deter you from not doing it. And that's me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I teach mine. Of course, I do not want y'all to join a game because now it's done been took to a level to where it's going to take a whole lot to change it. But people, like, you got gang members today, they don't even know what their gang is. They don't. The only thing they know is a color. That's all they know. I joined this game because it's red. I joined this game because it's blue. And they see and they hear the rappers falsifying facts, because most of the rappers today, they not real gang members. Look at 6ix9ine. Look at Tekashi 6ix9ine. He had a big following, but he didn't really live that life. And when it came down, I don't know what the first thing he did. Told on everybody.
Wow.
My thing is, us as people, we have to do more on the positive side of things and keep on doing more. We have to help everybody accountable right now, because ain't nothing's gonna change if we don't do nothing. We all wants to see change, but what are we doing to help that change take place?
Wow. Okay, well said, well spoken. Do I still have Mama Glow on the phone? Would she like to chime in on that? Mama Glow.
I agree wholly with what
Maceo.
Yeah, what he was saying, because it has not changed. I worked with gangs in the late 80s, early 90s. That's what, almost 30 years ago, and in Cincinnati, the little gangs, bangers there. But it wasn't, you know, the violence. I would talk to them, and they would say, I found out that because of the military not using the guns, they would bring the guns into our community and sell them. You know, and that's so that we could kill each other. So you have to get to just what he was saying. Let's see what's happening positive in our community. Let's focus on that and drown out the negativity. Because it's amazing that it seems like it's on a rise. You all talked about the drive-by shootings for the initiation. They were doing that 30 years ago.
Exactly.
And now they're doing it again. Right. So I would like to hear more of what you were saying that you're doing with the youth to change them, somebody that's actually around them that's trying to do something positive. Because the reasons for gangs now are maybe different than 30 years ago. I haven't been dealing with it. But the initiation and the drive-by shooting, that's old. And the shoots, you know, there's always been some type of violence in the community, but it wasn't a final thing. You know, it's like somebody would use a switchblade or this. But now it's, let's put the guns so we can, you know, get rid of black folks.
Exactly.
The police ain't got to go in there because they're going to put drugs and guns in there so we kill ourselves.
So let me ask you this question, Mr. Mace. Thank you very much, Mama Glove. Mr. Mace, what are the proper steps you think that we can do as African-American men in conjunction with you doing to set up certain things that have stopped this gun violence issue?
The same people that they listen to, like we need to get with the people that's in the rap community that people look up to. You know what I'm saying? Get them to do something to actually help the community. Everybody wants to get on there and say, oh, I fed the poor and I did. Okay, but listen, are you doing that when the cameras are not on? That's what I respect. I respect it all, but I feel like that people have ulterior motives of why they doing stuff. You know, I want to make myself look good. You know, we do stuff when the cameras is not involved. We go to the homeless shelters. We do all that. But you know what? You won't catch it on Facebook because we're not doing it for that. We actually trying to do something. When we go out and I speak from the heart. I let people know. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what we're going to have to do. Like, the stuff that we're doing, don't let that, oh, that's not cool. You can't do that. Okay, some people might think that. We're not focused on the one that think that. We're focused on the one that actually, okay, well, guess what? I got a 4.0 GPA average. I need to be proud about that. I got cousins looking at me. I need to be proud about that. You know what I'm saying? Versus who got the newest J's and all that. And I agree with Mama Glow. Okay, this stuff was going on back when we was coming up. But you didn't have the cell phones and the media like you got now, so it wasn't televised, and we didn't know about it because it never left out your neighborhood to go to across town or the next city over to where now everybody got their cell phones, everybody recording something. Something happened in California, I can know about it right here in Alabama because I'm on Facebook.
Right.
See, back then we didn't have all that. It was actually still going on, but you did have some type of structure back then. You don't have any type of structure right now. Period. Like, you can actually go up and say, okay, I'm a member of this gang right there. And people do not check your credentials. They just go, especially if you're cool. You know, if you the hippest person, then, okay, yeah, they going to ride with you. But we need to step to the people that's in power and see what they can do. Come in and speak to these youths. Let's take back over the youth. We can do it because, you know what? Just like we put the negativity out there, we can put positive. We're not going to save everybody, but we will save some. I can promise you that.
All right. Dr. Angela Marie Shelton, would you care to tap in on that?
Anytime somebody's doing something to be a part of the solution, we got to celebrate it. And as he said, you know, it's the same conversations, you know, back when I was younger, where it was like, how do you make it cool to be smart? How do you make it cool to not just be an athlete for the sake of, you know, making it to the league, but for the healthy competition and the fun parts of it where kids really get to just be kids? These kids stress out. Too many kids are online, you know, self-medicating that are, we were just talking about kids now taking melatonin. It's like, why? Like, babies can't even rest their minds. I mean, like, if we go down basic Maslow hierarchy of needs, like, are there basic needs being met? And when we can just get to the core, okay, now let's talk to the next level, you know, and really see how we're supporting them along their journey, then, like you just said, all hands on deck. Everybody do something, rather than being seen or not being seen. That's the conversation that we need to have. And it starts with our family. Pick up the phone, write the letter. You know, look at how our mom does it. You know,
that's
she's
right.
constantly, every day, reading to, you know, her grandchildren. And, you know, how was your day? Having basic conversations that a lot of kids don't get that. So, you know, because TV and social media are raising our babies. So we have to think about the little things that really are the big things. And we have to make attractive. And not just, you know, that romantic love and all that foolishness that they see through hip-hop, love and hip-hop and all of that kind of stuff, but real love and real intimacy. And get them to experience that in a healthy way, then it changes what their expectations are for themselves and even how they show up. It's just a whole different, a ripple effect of how we connect with each other and connect with our babies.
All right. DJ Sergey Boogie, can you give us an audio check? How many listeners do we have right now?
Hey, Rich,
and I want you to tap in. Yes, sir.
Yeah, we're looking at 175,000
people hearing your voice. All right. How about Daryl Smith? Did you want to chime in? Since he is the NAACP president over five jurisdictions in the state of California. Go ahead, Mr. Smith.
Yeah, I think I love what Mace Jordan was saying. You know, people get in leadership positions or have platforms that can bring about notoriety and change, we need to challenge them to do that. So if you have a platform or a space that you can all of a sudden connect with these young people and catch them where they're at and then begin to build upon what they're doing. Like, for instance, the weed game. When I was in the weed game in high school and whatnot, nobody ever told me about the benefit of growing. All I knew about was getting it and knowing what to do with it when I got it, how to flip it, you know. But if I'd have knew the intricate parts of growing and cultivating it and how it's an actual business outside of the business, I thought I would look at stuff like that on a larger scale where it could be an actual legit business doing something else. So sometimes we got to catch them where they're at and give them a different look about what they're doing to expand their minds. And so those of you all that got platforms like Amacio or yourself, you know, use those platforms to draw them in and redirect their thinking and what they're doing, and then use that same platform to also elevate those that are doing well, you know, praise them and challenge them to go out and help the next boy or girl or man or woman. So it's twofold. You use that platform to change somebody's mindset on what they're doing that may be negative, and then you use that platform to elevate someone that's doing well and move forward, you know. And then you use that to try to connect with other positive movements. And if everybody's just uplifting everybody, then, like we said, we won't have time to keep on chiming in on the negative because we'll be so eager on pumping up the positive.
All right. Sounds like a plan to me. DJ Sergey Boogie, did you want to chime in? Yeah, something. I thought you were in the process about to say something.
Just really, man, it takes a village to raise these youngsters. And then, you know, we got to teach the respect for life, you know. Because of social media, movies, or different media, violence, they're desensitized. You know, they don't value life, you know, the way they should, but they need to be taught. You know what I'm saying? So it's just really about organizing and getting together and putting the plan into action, you know, and going to the community. You know, like I had an idea, like as far as the violence in Chicago, what if like 10 to 20 different churches from 10 to 20 different cities got charter buses, got like at least one or two charter buses, and they all filled up and came to Chicago, went to the inner city to where some of the problems are, and just got off the bus and just start telling these young people, we love you. We love you. We love you. I'm just saying, what impact would that be?
Wow.
Do the numbers. That many people coming to tell me, and some of them kids never heard that from somebody like outside of, you know, maybe never heard it at all, but I'm just saying somebody come, a stranger, bus full of strangers come and tell me, I love you. We care about your life. You know, we want y'all to put down them guns. And I'm saying, I think that's where,
right,
back in the day we had the church. And I know we got different religions and all that, but back in the day, you know, we had church, bro. We had to go to church. You know, some of us grew up in the church. And I'm just saying, bro, that, you know, we got to have a foundation. That was the foundation. You know, but now we kind of strayed away from that. So that's where I'm at with it. I got other ideas, but that'll be a whole other show.
All right, yeah, that's a whole other show. And I want to tell Mr. Mayshell, we got somebody else that's tapped in. She's a comedian from Alabama. Y'all give it up for Tammy. Welcome to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. How you doing, Tammy?
Hey, I'm good. How you doing, guys? It's great what I'm hearing so far. I love to hear all the ideas about how we can help our youth, and that's something that I really care about, too, trying to do my little part in Huntsville. And
Huntsville,
I tell
you
what it really boils down to is people have to feel like they have a place that they belong. And if they're not getting that at home and they're not getting it with their peers, they're going to go and get into a bad group of people like a gang so that they can try to meet that need on Maslow's hierarchy. I heard one person mention that, and it's spot on. They're looking for gangs to fulfill the love and belonging as well as the physiological and the safety and security. But it's just a cycle.
From what Tammy said, Mr. Mace, back to you, sir. I would say, what did you thought? Well, what was your thought process when you joined your gang?
My thought process when I joined is the fact that I did like the fact that we was a close knit community. Like everybody that like we looked out for each other. Like if you didn't have food, if you didn't have a place to stay, you know what I'm saying? Like we actually looked out for each other. And then the thing about it is, okay, Ross, if you did something wrong, like if you put us in a situation and you was wrong, of course we roll with you. But when we got back to the spot, we let you know right then, bro, don't do that again, period. Don't do that again. The people that I looked up to, they wasn't on that. They like they wasn't on the – like on the BS, and you know what I'm saying? They wasn't on it. It was all about, okay, look, the police is coming in here and they harassing us and they getting away with this and they getting away with that. You know what I'm saying? We're going to let them know that, hey, we're going to stick together. Y'all ain't going to be able to do this over on the west side of Gas. Y'all ain't going to be able to do this over here, period. We're going to stick together. And that what made me, that's why I got the mindset that I have. And I know that we to a point with the gang system now to where it's going to take a mass of people with power to even try to detour it. That's the reason why I talk to my kids. I let them know this is something I don't want y'all to do because I'm letting y'all know, like, now there's nothing positive about it right now. You know what I'm saying? Like the people that's in it now, they don't even know why the game was even started. They don't even know what the game means, period. They don't even know why it was started. Only thing they know is we banging for colors. That's all they know. We own this block right here, and you need to tap in before you touch this block, or it's going to be consequences behind that. That's all they know.
Wow.
There's no structure in it, bro. Like, nothing, period. There's nothing in there, period.
Well, Brother Mace, I'm gonna chime in and probably piggyback, but I think it boils down to they need to know who they are as a black man or woman in America, because if you know your history, then you have something to be proud of. If you don't know your history, then, of course, hey, what is life? Or, you know, why are we out here? Like you say, a lot of those gangs were started to protect the neighborhoods and the communities from racism or from brutalization of police. And because they don't know the history, you know, like, if you don't love the roots, how can you love the tree? You feel me? So,
Exactly. Yeah. And I also fought the so-called OGs. You know what I'm saying? Like, my thing is, you can't call yourself an OG if you're gonna lead this young person down and like you know you're destroying his life. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
From what you're doing, you can't call yourself an OG doing stuff like that. Like we already got it rough now.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's times 10 because we making it even worse for ourselves. Like, what are we doing to better ourselves? Like, what are we doing to teaching these folks? Like, look, that's only going to get you two places, in jail or dead. Ain't no other option, period. No other option you got. You going to jail or dead. Prison system now is on the market. People are buying stock into this because guess what? They know it ain't going nowhere.
It's a prison.
They know it ain't going nowhere. Privately owned.
Wow, they're going
to
IPO.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, they're going to IPO. Hey, that's crazy with jail.
And then you end up in jails and working at a cheaper wage. It's all the plot, you know. But like I said, it goes deep,
yeah.
Real deep.
Yeah. Well due to the fact of matter,
strength is in numbers.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir. Strength is in numbers. The first thing we did right was the day we started to fight. Keep your eyes on the prize, my Lord, my Sheriff, my Redeemer. Well, hey, I want to thank everybody. We're going to have to redo this. We're going to have part two. How can we save this generation? Next week, I have two phenomenal guest speakers. They are authors One is Tiffany Huff and Alondra. They coming. It's going to be phenomenal next week. But since I got everybody on the phone, I want everybody to give me their tag because I got a special tribute to you, Mace. And I know you appreciate it. I know Jay Boogie appreciate it because he did the mix. Daryl appreciate it because he out on the West. Little Girl appreciate it because that's one of her favorite artists. Mama, she just liked to groove her head. And I know Tammy, she just in the building. Everybody give me their tag. Starting you, Tammy. How can they find you on Instagram in the world? She's a comedian doing her thing. How can they find you?
It's on Instagram at It's the Tammy Show. T-A-M-I.
Yeah, okay. Mr. Mays, how can they find you?
Y'all looking for me, I'm on Instagram. GDB period boss. On Instagram. 10K The Movement. On YouTube.
10K The Movement.
GDBENT. We got our own channels. We got our own website. GDBENTwebsite.com.
The boss.
That part. Okay. Lil Glow. How can they find you, Lil Glow? Be Let Grow.
On Facebook, Dr. Angela Shuttlesworth. On Instagram, Be Lead Grow. BELEADGROW.
All right, Daryl Smith, how can I find you? What's your guy?
They can find me just through Empire Entertainment. They just begin to start searching.
Empire Entertainment. There it is. All right, DJ Sir J Boogie, come on. How can I find you?
They can find me at DJ SIRJAYBOOGIE. That's DJ Sir J Boogie, all one. Word, hit me up.
All right, you also can find the host, MC Mac Daddy Sean Ross, on the real live Sean Ross Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. And we're doing it like this because Got That Bag Entertainment and this guy, they all affiliated. Go ahead.
I'll ask you next time.
All right. See if you like this.
DJ Sir Boogie did our first mixtape.
Remember that part.
And yes, he gave us our first shot, and we ain't looked back since. We appreciate you, DJ Sir Boogie.
Here we go.
Nonstop Boogie.
The real Sean Ross Talk Show.
I just a little taste of Nipsey Hussle. But Jay Boogie to all the brothers out there, I'd be remorse if I didn't give y'all just a sample of this. Snake, will you say, hey, Q?
Yeah, this is a story of famous dogs. But the dog that takes this tail will be busy. It'll be a clapping dog. Rhythmic dog. I'm on a dog. House dog, get dog. Dogs of the world unite.
Hey, I love y'all, bro. Thank y'all for coming out, man. Doing the thing, we did it again. We're going to do it again next week. Jay, we need that fly next week. We don't want Edwards going getting on
love
my head, man. He's been on
Monique.
My head.
Love you, Monique. Love you, Monique.
Love you, Monique. We love you, Momo. Sheree and I love you. Our hearts goes out to you as well. Love you. For God, for Central, for State. All right, moving forward. It's cute. That's right. Alabama State, no grow in the building. Ain't a gamma, Ruru, Ru. My sister went Alpha Angel, Alpha Sweetheart, y'all. We're going to have to hang her up one more time. I'm like, oh, yeah, she a little, that's a little glow. Yeah, she did it, she did it. Hey.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Still got love for the Qs. Or should I say that Omega part. Men?
All right, Ruru, this session is over. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Yeah,
man.
All right, Jeff, we can get that flyer, man, so Ed will, you know, we'll be on air next week.
Yeah, man. Hey, shout out to Ed. We got you, Ed. We got you, Ed.
Ed, Lisa Stewart. All right, we out of here.
Peace.
Empire Entertainment Cartel. We in the field.
That part.
Peace.
Tap in.
This episode is over.